Praise the Lord, oh give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can proclaim all His praise? How blessed are those who maintain justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Remember me, Lord, in your favor toward your people. Visit me with your salvation, so that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the joy of your nation, that I may boast with your inheritance. Our fathers, we have gone astray. We have behaved wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your abundant kindnesses, but rebelled by the sea at the Red. Waters covered their adversaries, not one of them was left. Then they believed His words, they sang His praise. They quickly forgot His works, they did not wait for His plan, but became lustfully greedy in the wilderness, and put God to the test.
Up in their company, the flame consumed the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped a cast metal image. So they exchanged their glory for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. By the Red Sea, therefore He said that He would destroy them if Moses, His chosen one, had not stood in the gap before Him to turn away His wrath from destroying them. Then they rejected
pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but grumbled in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of the Lord. Therefore he swore to them that he would have them fall in the wilderness, and that he would bring down their descendants among the nations and scatter them in the land. They also followed
because they were rebellious against his spirit. He spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they got involved with the nations and learned their practices and served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was defiled with the blood. So they became unclean in their practices and were unfaithful in their deeds. Therefore the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he loathed his inheritance. So he handed them over to the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were subdued under their power. Many times he would rescue them. They, however, were rebellious in their plan, and they sank down into their guilt. Nevertheless, he looked at their distress when he heard their cry. And he remembered his covenant for their sake, and relented according to the greatness of his mercy. He also made them objects of compassion in the presence of all their captors. Save us, Lord our God, and gather